Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt not going to make a decision on signing a legal immigration bill. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 19, 2024. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, R., says he is not going to make a decision regarding signing an illegal immigration bill that would allow law enforcement officials to remove illegal aliens from the state. In a press conference on Friday, Stitt said that while he supports having restrictions on illegal immigration, he is unsure if he will sign House Bill 4156 if it passes the Oklahoma Senate, according to Coco News. "I'm not going to make a decision right now whether I will sign it or not," Stitt said during the press conference. "There's too many variables on, you know, what's in the bill. Our team will look at it, and we will review that." When asked if he is worried about families being separated under HB 4156, Stitt explained that while it is not his intention, Oklahoma is going to be a law and order state. Oklahoma Majority Floor Leader and State Representative John Eccles, R., explained that HB 4156 would create a crime called impermissible occupation, which would apply to people who have entered the United States illegally and remain in the country. Under the crime of impermissible occupation, those found guilty would receive a misdemeanor for a first offense. Those found guilty would also face a fine of up to $500, serve up to a year in jail, or possibly both, and would have 72 hours to leave the state of Oklahoma, according to Tulsa World. "I can't think of another first-world country that is not in the middle of a war that allows 10,000 people a day, unchecked, to come across their borders at a checkpoint they're aware of," Eccles said in a statement. States such as Iowa and Texas have enacted similar bills. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, R., signed Senate Bill 2340 on April 10, making illegal immigration a state crime if the person has previously been deported or denied entry. The bill also allows law enforcement officials to send illegal aliens back to their home country. Texas passed a similar law in 2023, which was placed on hold several times as a handful of courts waiting on the law.